You want to make your fantasy sports league more than a fantasy? Then you need Trophy Smack.
It's the number one store for fantasy and tournament trophies, belts, draft boards, loser awards, and other ridiculous products.
Trophy Smack is more than just a trophy company with outstanding customer service and products. It's the very essence and heart of every fantasy league. And if you click now, TrophySmack.com gives you free shipping, a free loser poster, and can have the hardware to you in a few days, bragging rights included. Go to TrophySmack.com right now and take your fantasy league to the next level.
Go. It's about to be a jovial 60 minutes, my dude. And you hear right now, what you gonna hear right now?
Name change.
Of all the places, and you hear right now, what you gonna hear right now?
Name change.
Of all the places. Been with this dynasty, but does she like me? Feel like a plumber sleeping, now that's a pipe dream. For the right fee, I might be entitled to the title. Be on top like the cherry of an ice cream. Sundays, that's the one day I can complain, never complain. Cause I know the boys gon' drop a pod, prop up my squad so I can talk a lot. But here we go again, it's a new year. Rookies flowing in, it's some new tears. Who here to do fear? Bounce bells off of their chest like boutonnieres. It's a new era. Happy hour, yeah. Let me ask you this, are you trying to get picks? Are you trying to get rich? Are you trying to get ships? Then you're trying to get this. And you hear right now, what you gonna hear right now?
Name change.
Of all the places. And you hear right now, what you gonna hear right now?
Name change.
Of all the places.
So what's going on, guys? We're live for Dynasty Happy Hour. What's up? I am in here to break down, of course, the Sunday matchups for Week 8. Get excited for that, guys. I could not be more excited myself. But I'm not just excited to break down these bizarre Week 8 matchups, right? I'm actually here to talk a little something different from what we're actually used to doing on this Sunday breakdown. Something just a little different, because we have a brand new sponsor over here at Dynasty Happy Hour. I could not be more excited to announce that we are now sponsoring with the Top Loaders. The Top Loaders, and of course I have Adam in here with me to actually tell you guys what the Top Loaders is. What's up, Adam? How you doing?
Yeah, what's up, Chase, man? I appreciate you having me on today. I think this will be a good thing for both of us, and I think we'll have a lot of the same people that are interested in both things. I know I really love fantasy and DFS stuff, and obviously card breaks as well, so I think a lot of other people will like it as well.
So what is a card break exactly? Because a lot of people have no idea what a card break is.
Yeah. I didn't really know that the concept had been around for so long. I mean, I always collected as a kid, you know, in the 90s and stuff. My dad has so many cards. My mom made him build a whole storage shed at the house just so he could get them all out of the house. He had so many. And it's just one thing I've always liked. And I guess really during this quarantine time, it really kind of picked back up and kind of heated up. And it's one of those things where cards have gotten so expensive. You know, people that are used to collecting, like when they were a kid, the value wasn't there. They were overproduced. But now it's one of those things that it's become so expensive that you almost have to get in these card breaks to be able to get some really nice cards. So there's boxes of cards out there that may be $1,000. I mean, who wants to, you know, put up $1,000 to buy a box of cards for themselves? So what a break is basically you're dividing that cost. Say for NFL, there's 32 teams. So we're dividing that cost of $1,000, or maybe if there's multiple boxes, it may be more than that, by 32 almost. So you can do a break where it's a random team and you may randomly get assigned the Bengals or the Dolphins, which is, you know, the teams you want this year with the rookie QBs. Or we have pick your team where you can pick, you know, which team you want, and the price will value based on, you know, what your return could be off hitting a good card. So we'll do a break. Say I open a box of cards and you had the Bengals. Every card that comes out of that box will go to the person that owns the Bengals in that break. So if you got any Joe Burrow rookies, you know, they would go to you.
Yeah, and it's pretty insane because we did have actually a break that, you know, Tyler, who everybody knows is head of Dynasty Happy Hour, right? Tyler and I were a part of recently. And so we got into it and we did one of these breaks and, you know, spent a little bit of money. But we came out with a Spectra, right? Spectra is one of the brands of Panini. Is that how you say it, right? Panini?
Yes, Panini.
So Panini is the company, right? And then they have these sub-brands underneath. And Spectra is one of the best brands out there you could ever ask for, right? It's definitely very the top
high-end
five
product. Yeah.
So real quick, let's just go through, you know, some of the stuff that I won from this break.
You want to start with the biggest one or save that one to last?
Let's save that one for last real quick, because I want people to understand the value in this.
Okay.
And by the way, tell everybody where to find, you know, Top Loaders real quick.
Yeah. You can just check out our website. It's thetoploaders.com. We try to keep the website updated pretty frequently, but now, I mean, it feels like there's new products releasing every week almost, which in some people like, you know, certain stuff, and some people like different stuff. Like you said, you're a big Spectra collector, which it just released within like the last month.
I think it was the 16th, if I remember correctly.
So, and they're a little bit thicker of a card. And some people love the thick cards, and some people, you know, are more of a fan of the original card size. So, you know, everybody's a little bit different. So, but we do everything baseball, football, basketball, the three main sports. And it picks up, you know, it changes from season to season. Football is obviously getting really hot right now, and baseball and basketball are kind of winding down, but we'll still do breaks with both of them.
So we are still going to break down what happened in fantasy for week 8, but real quick, let's just do a quick, you know, run through of the stuff that I won off of getting what, 4 teams on this break.
I think, yeah, you had the Cardinals, the Browns, the Eagles, or no, the Eagles. Did you have the Eagles or that was the filler?
No, I had the Dolphins.
Dolphins and the filler. Yeah.
Oh yeah. The filler, whatever it was. So I guess I had 3, whatever it was.
So anyways, we'll try to show, I don't know if, let me see if you can get where you can see. There we go.
Yeah, it's backwards on there. So that's the Kyler Murray, right? Yeah. And that's limited edition. How many of that?
So you can see it's, if you can see, well, it's numbered to 35 on there, if you can see. So this is one of the things I feel like they've really done a good job on, and it really helps with kind of the, you know, the wax there with the overproducing, is they put a number on the card. So, you know, kind of the rarity of it. So only 35 of those Kylers right there were made. So that gives you an idea of the value there, helps you out a good bit.
And that's huge. And that's something that they've improved on over the years. Instead of just making, you know, X amount of cards and not having any idea how many are actually out there.
Right.
You actually now have a set number. So that was one of them that I won. That was, you know, 1 out of 35 of those Kyler Murray cards. What was another one that I ended up coming away with?
Let's see. We got the Jalen Hurts card. I think you had the, did you have the Lions as well?
Yeah, maybe I had the Lions as well. I think I had 4 total teams.
So we got this, it's pretty cool. They do a good job with, some of these, relics here. So you got a piece of a football in there with the, Jalen Hurts card there, the, triple relic. That one's numbered out of, 99. And then you got, what was this? Well, he actually had a touchdown today. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, Kerryon me Johnson. Neither. God. Kerryon Johnson was another one. I know I get Anthony McFarland.
Yeah. This, he's got a pretty cool, pretty cool patch number in there on that, on that Kerryon.
For those of
that
you that are just
25.
For those of you guys that are just listening, by the way, when he says a patch, that's actually a piece of the jersey. And it actually had a piece of his number in that jersey. So that's what makes it, you know, actually important, you know, for collectors.
Yeah. If you get one of those just solid colors, it's kind of, you know, not what you want and they're not really worth as much, but if you get, you know, a noticeable piece of the logo or a number, it really increases the value.
So overall, I think I had what, 8 cards or something.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think 11 actually. You got this, Sammy Watkins, auto redemption card. So,
so we're looking pretty much with all the values that we just talked about, anywhere from what, 30 to a, you know, $200 value with the cards that I just, right, you know, cards you just mentioned. And that's the majority of them. But I did have one major one, right? That Tyler and I actually both hit on, because Tyler had the Bengals, Meanwhile, I had the number three or the Dolphins.
Yeah.
So it came down to the end of it, right? And go ahead and show the card. Tell them what the card is.
Thing is massive. I mean, anytime you pull this stuff right here, it's pretty crazy. So we got the dual auto and patch of Burrow and Tua here out of 15. So only 15 of those were made. So that's I would have never actually thought, you know, just getting four random boxes that we would pull something like that. And it was your first time breaking with us, which is even crazier.
No, absolutely. I always, you know, there's a couple other companies that I do it with. Your prices, you know, were actually amazing prices. Some of the best I've ever seen in the industry. So I had to break with you, on Friday night. It was absolutely amazing. So we end up going through, you know, and we have to do this randomizer, right, that you have, which selects a random person that actually gets the selection of each card.
Right.
So on 7, 8, and 9, Tyler hits the number one spot, which is the winner spot. Right. 3 times in a row. I'm sweating, man. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to win.
That's really usually a good thing for you. If I see somebody's on there several times in a row, I'm like, okay, he's not getting the card. It's going to flip, you know, right at the end. So,
and then boom, it hits. It hits, and I end up taking this card away. Now, go ahead.
What did you do? You know, what was your reaction when you knew you were on top?
I literally locked my doors and, you know, locked my sliding glass door because Tyler says he scopes out my house every time that I'm on a live stream to figure out his way to get in. So, yeah, I had to lock down my house first off. And then I went and celebrated, chugged a beer, took a couple shots. Go. I had to calm down a little bit because I was super excited because this card, right, is worth minimum $1,500.
Yeah, I would say closer probably to 2K range.
Yeah, I was looking online. If I get it graded, it grades out as a high-end card. We're looking upwards of 3K.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of the signatures and having, you know, the number or the colors with the Burrow side of things. So, yeah, it was amazing, guys. Once again, go ahead and plug where you're doing these breaks at because we do have a break tomorrow night. And I want you to go ahead and plug where we can find you and also talk about the break tomorrow night. And then we're going to dive into this show.
Yeah, check out the toploaders.com. And if you go there and subscribe to our email, we'll send out every Monday and Friday. I'll send out an email that's got some discount codes or we'll do some giveaways on some cards. So, and we try to give some free stuff away to people that get in their first break. So I think tonight tomorrow night we have 2 football breaks scheduled, which is Leaf Trinity and then a football mixer. Which I really like a good mixer. If you don't, most people probably don't know what that is, but it's different boxes of different products. So when we were in Chase's break, we just did 4 boxes of the same product. So this is 6 boxes and it's 3 different products. So 2 boxes of each product. So a lot of people just like PCing or collecting, you know, a certain team. So it gives you more of a variety of different cards.
What are these boxes? Go ahead and run through them real quick for those people that do know what the, you know, boxes are and what the cards are. Okay.
So the first two are Donruss Hobby, which have these special downtown inserts, which are worth a good bit of money. I haven't looked at the comps recently, but I mean, I would think, I mean, even Burrow is probably like $400 or $500. They're pretty rare for a non-auto to be worth that much. We have Gold Standard. 2 boxes of Gold Standard, which is a pretty cool product. And there's not many cards in it. I think there's only actually like 7 or 8 cards in the box, but I think you get most of them are autos or patches. So they're all really nice cards and they're all numbered. And then Absolute, everybody looks for the Kabooms in there. I want to say the Mahomes maybe Kaboom just sold for like 2,000 or something like that. So pretty crazy price on those rare insert cards. But what's cool about this one is it's a random draft. So what that means is there'll be, I can't remember if it's 26. I think there's 26 spots. So I comboed up a good bit of teams. So I don't really like for somebody to get left out with a team that doesn't have many possible cards they could get. You know, right now with not really many rookies for like the Texans or the Saints, Falcons, somebody like that. So we'll combo up some of the teams, and then what we'll do, I'll random everybody's name, and we'll do a draft, just like fantasy football. So just like, it's basically kind of like a snake draft. So if you're first pick, I mean, pretty much that everybody's going to pick the Bengals if you're the first pick. And then now the second pick is probably going to be, you know, either Chargers or Dolphins. Some people may go either way on that. So we'll just go all the way down the list until every spot is picked.
So you ended with the Bears, right?
Yeah, you get those get those Cole Kmet autos, I guess.
No, it's absolutely a blast, guys. Make sure you guys go check it out. Where can they find you on Twitter?
I think it's Loaders underscore the, I think, is our Twitter handle.
Yeah, Loaders underscore the, or the, however you decide to say that.
Yeah.
It's guys, go check it out. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, obviously it's growing and it's getting more and more popular. So as it gets more popular, you're going to have more people that are going to be invested in it, obviously. So get into it early. It's still early for this kind of stuff, guys. It really is.
I actually participated. There was a Beckett held an industry summit for card collectors or breakers or people that own card stores. And I was listening to one of the people on there, and they were saying basically they were expecting the peak actually to be around 2025 for cards right now, that it's kind of just getting going again. Yeah. So
That's the reality of the situation, guys. It's only getting more popular. It's still fun. It's stuff that we did as kids, but yet it's still something that's collectible. Yeah, and
it's harder to do as a kid these days, but
yeah, because the boxes cost $700.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about this week. Let's go ahead and break down week 8. Sorry it took us so long to get to this point, but we're here now. We're here and we're gonna do it because it is what it is.
Let's go.
This week was so bizarre. I mean, from the scoring to the random players to, I mean, Trey Burton playing quarterback, then rushing into the right, like to Jonathan Taylor not getting anymore.
Ah, man, Taylor killed me.
Dude, it killed everybody. It killed everybody. It crushed my DFS. I had Stafford. I had Matt Jones, right? I'm sorry, Marvin Jones. I had Marvin Jones. I had Hockenson who had an RA game, and then I ran it back with T.Y. Hilton, who got hurt, and then Taylor, and it destroyed all my DFS lineups. We're not here to talk DFS. We're here to talk everybody else, and we still have games going on. But I want to go ahead and read off the top 12 finishers at the running back position real quick. We have Dalvin Cook, who had a monster
murdered
game.
It, yeah.
4 touchdowns. Crushed it. Then we have Alvin Kamara, who had a very good game, 22.8 fantasy points in most leagues. You know, solid overall game. They're still in overtime, by the way, so we got to see what happens with that.
Oh, but
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so then we had, like, Giovanni Bernard, who is tied with Alvin Kamara, by the way. He was the guy that finished second, and we thought that he had the upside, but we weren't really sure.
Right.
Meanwhile, we had DJ Dallas, who I called would have a big game, and that's, you know, that was still – I didn't think he would finish up as a 4th overall, you know, running back of the week, but DJ Dallas was somewhat predictable. But then Nyheim Hines, Jordan Wilkins – Zach Moss, who I had as an RB1, but didn't have him all the way up at RB6.
Yeah.
Jamal Williams, who, okay, I'll give that to you. Derrick Henry, he's good. But Justin Jackson, Damian Harris, Philip Lindsay. I mean, this Phillip week was Lindsay, just bizarre. Tremaine Pope is in, like, the top, 16.
Tremaine Pope, story real quick on that. Actually, I used to coach high school football, and I coached against him. We played against him in the semifinals. High school playoff. So
I used to play against Percy Harvin, and that guy was a freaking wizard, man. You thought you had him tackled, and then he disappeared underneath your arms. Oh man. So yeah, that was bizarre, right? For the running back position. Meanwhile, we had Corey Davis to finish out as wide receiver 4. Brandon Ayuk was wide receiver 6. I guess you could see those, but then Mecole Hardman was wide receiver 7. Curtis Samuel was like, and Mike Williams were like 9 and 10. It was a bizarre week for fantasy. Absolutely insane. And then after the week that we saw from the tight end position, there was nothing this week.
Yeah, listen to your podcast earlier. And I loaded up on a couple of double tight end lineups as well. And Waller, he didn't come through at all.
No, Hockenson was the only right tight end I called on the entire week, to be honest with you. Oh, I had Tanyan too.
Yeah,
so
I like Tanyan.
Hockenson and I had Tanyan is the correct call, but outside of that, man, there was nothing at tight end. It was completely docile. Was there a game that like really shocked you or really stood out to you at all?
I mean, I guess the Dolphins maybe, like the Rams. I mean, that was pretty crazy. And Tua really didn't even have to do much or did anything because the Rams had the ball the whole time. I mean,
yeah, it was crazy. Somebody's like, wait, what's going on with Gaskin? Why is it Gaskin producing? Because I predicted Gaskin would have a big week. Right. I'm like, he hasn't had a chance to get out there. Yeah. They had an interception return for, you know, up into the goal line. Then, of course, they had a fumble return for a touchdown. They had another interception where they only had 4 yards to go. It was absolutely insane. They didn't have to do anything.
I don't know what their defense ended up, but it was probably crazy.
Oh, man. And the thing is Goff was like bottom 12 in the NFL in interceptable passes thrown. Mm. So that blew my mind that he was that bad up against Miami Dolphins. But the Miami Dolphins, man, they're starting to look real good. And they're starting to look like a team that could be a contender for multiple years.
Yeah, because the Bills are not looking as good recently at all.
No, I mean, they've been falling apart. They did have a win, by the way. But it came off of a forced fumble inside, what, the 10?
Yeah.
It was bad. But I think the biggest shocker to me was the fact that the Chargers and the Denver game not only put up 61 points, but that the Chargers lost.
Wow. I was coming out to get ready for this. I did not even see the final.
Yeah. So they lost 31-30 is what I'm looking at right now. So hopefully I'm correct on that.
KJ Hamler touchdown was that with no time left?
I didn't see it. I was on here with you.
I was looking on ESPN. It says touchdown was zero on the clock. So that's pretty crazy.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to go back and watch that. Damn it, Tyler. Why do you have me doing this? No, I'm just kidding. No, Matt Stafford, I believe, was actually he was a big pick for me this week. And I picked him a couple other weeks and he's done all right. He hasn't lost you any weeks, but he came through pretty strong overall. When it came to DFS, he was actually the second most efficient quarterback per dollar. So for DFS guys, you know, you're happy. But Drew Locke. So Drew Locke put up 20.8 points. He had what, two touchdowns, maybe three?
Let's see. I was just on it.
It's not letting me scroll right now. I'm stuck.
Yeah, he had one to Hamilton and to Hamler. So yeah, two.
And both those were big-time touchdowns with defensive breakdowns. I'm guessing I didn't see the
The last one was just a one-yard pass, so.
Oh, maybe it was a pass interference, and they couldn't run the clock out. We're putting this all together, guys. We don't even know. We're sitting here doing a recap, yet the game ended while we were doing our recap. So what's the deal with Jimmy Garoppolo going forward? I got to know this because it's something where, you know, he was hurt. He got replaced by Nick Mullins again, but he's been hurt the entire year. Is San Francisco a contender in your mind?
No, I don't think so. I mean, not the way Russ has been playing this year.
It's something where, like, there's such a huge difference now. And this is – I did some research back, like, 2 weeks ago. But this is the biggest difference between great teams, mediocre teams, and just terrible teams when it comes to record. It might have kind of evened itself out over the past couple weeks, but it's not good. Like, it's not good for anybody that's not a contender.
I mean, they just have too many injuries. I mean, what are they? I mean, fantasy wise, what you have like five or six running backs you can choose from? I mean, it's just crazy.
No, it's not something that I'm a huge fan of at all moving forward. So, what's up, Eli Padilla? By the way, I just clicked over to the comments section. Chargers, by the way, just for Nick's comment.
What's up, Eli and Nick?
Yeah. He has three of the last four after leading by double digits, you know, are, I guess, what, losses?
Yeah,
because Tampa Bay beat him too, right? So that's interesting to check out with Herbert, but that could be, you know, a huge thing to do with play calling as well. So obviously it's been a very, very interesting matchup for today. But the biggest takeaway for me was the fact that New York Jets weren't able to keep up with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, they did more than I thought. And they were pretty close at halftime. They got three field goals in, so.
They did. They were actually keeping it close. I think it was like 9-15 or 9-14. 9-14 at one point. So that's something to take away from it. But, I mean, honestly, like, is there a team that's sticking out for you as a team that could contend, you know, at a more competitive point that might not be as competitive right now? You know, a team like, let's just say, the Bills who have kind of fallen off, or maybe even, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I liked them early on, but they have not looked as good late. And even, you know, the Titans, too, have not looked that great the last couple weeks. And the Ravens, too, and the Steelers, I mean, are they the only undefeated team now?
Yeah, I know they're 7-0.
Yeah.
What about like, the Raiders? Like, are they contenders in your mind? They won again up against the Browns, who've been great over the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, they almost were more before watching them today. So
before, but it was terrible weather.
Yeah,
30 mile an hour winds the entire time. That's not easy.
Yeah, no excuses.
Oh my God! All right, let's hop back over to Tua then. Is Tua, like, is he still a contender after you know, having a decent game, not throwing out a bunch of fantasy points, but having a decent game.
Yeah, I don't know if we got to see enough from him today. I mean, it was more of just, you know, short throws, managing the game. So I don't know do you know who they play next week?
I can tell you in about 2 seconds. It's definitely going to be a lot easier than the Rams going forward, which were an absolute shocker. By the way, I can't wait to see what happened with Darrell Henderson. I can't wait, but yeah. They've got Arizona Cardinals, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Jets, the Cincinnati Bengals. How much are you trading for Tua in order to get him in redraft leagues?
I mean, I'm in a couple of dynasty leagues, and I think I have more Burrow and Herbert than I do Tua. Just because we didn't know the health status and injury status going forward. But I'd probably still be on those other two over Tua.
Yeah, I like the situation when it comes to dynasty. I like the situation for Herbert more long term. Right. It seems to be a more stable organization overall. You know, they don't like to pay players, but they still get good talent in on a regular basis, so it makes sense. Meanwhile, with Burrow, man, he keeps getting hit. they're not doing a good job of protecting him. You know, they added T. Higgins, of course, but overall, like, that team is most of all in shambles. Like, the defense doesn't look good. They've always been average, and they don't throw a lot of money towards the team as a whole.
Yeah.
No offensive line.
Yeah, they got the win today against the Titans, and I don't think he got sacked even, Burrow. Well,
the Titans have been – I don't have the numbers in front of me because I didn't expect to actually bring this up, but the Titans actually have not gotten pressure on the quarterback, to my knowledge. So,
yeah,
I'm just – I can't get behind Burrow. I actually like Tua above Burrow.
Really?
And he's probably dead even with me with Herbert. I had Herbert number one this year, Tua number two, and Burrow number three, and it's kind of coming to fruition right now. Right. Now, obviously, Tua has that huge injury history. And I'm not saying that's the way I would have drafted them, by the way. I'm just saying for fantasy purposes, that's where I had them positioned for Dynasty Leagues, just because you can't deny what the Chargers have done with their quarterbacks.
Yeah. What's crazy is I think there's a good bit of correlation between, guys you would want long-term in Dynasty Leagues versus cards you want to collect long-term, you know, which ones you want to hold on to, you know, that are going to increase in value. You know, it's going to be the same thing, increase in value in your Dynasty League, so... Those three guys right there, the main ones.
Well, where do you value Jonathan Taylor after this week and DeAndre Swift?
Yeah. I mean, I was high on Taylor this week too, and then every running back got a touchdown but him, I think. So Hines just backflipping into the end zone and stuff over and over. So, I mean, long term, I mean, I think he's got to be one of the top ones from this year's rookie class.
Yeah, I – Swift has been my number two, slightly behind Taylor after the draft process. Following draft process, following the utilization, I'm actually moving Swift up above Jonathan Taylor now. It's going to be Swift number one for me, Jonathan Taylor number two, J.K. Dobbins number three, Clyde Edwards-Helaire number four. And it's not because I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is bad by any stretch of the imagination. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is still very good.
Just the offense he's in, I mean.
It's just the utilization and his breakaway opportunities. He's not an overly fast guy. He's not a guy that can break tackles. He can evade tackles. But when it comes to it, he has a very limited upside with a very high floor. So for my top three guys, I want huge upsides, huge ceilings limited floors.
I thought Dobbins had a pretty good day, and I liked him in a lot of stuff today and long-term as well.
So where do you have J.K. Dobbins ranked among your rookie running backs?
I mean, he's definitely top three for sure. I mean, long-term, I mean, I would think he would be – I mean, I'd almost go – I like him over Swift right now, honestly.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I can see that. I mean, I don't believe that, but I can see it. No, tonight in my rankings, I'm definitely going to be moving up Swift above Jonathan Taylor just because I just don't know what they're going to do, man. I don't know what Frank Reich is going to do over there. And, you know, it might have been a result of maybe the fact that they had the bye week to be able to prepare Jordan Wilkins and thought it was a better opportunity. Yeah. That's a definite possibility. But I had him back-to-back already. So it's just something that's it's a one-spot switch.
Who's produced for the Lions since Barry Sanders?
DeAndre Swift.
Hopefully.
Well, so all right, here's the deal. Over the past since the stats were taken, I believe it's been 80 years now, 70 years. The Lions have only drafted two offensive linemen in the first four rounds, four times in history.
Wow.
Two of those times have come in the last 4 years.
That's, well, I mean, I guess that's good that they're trying to now, but
yeah,
that's a pretty crazy stat.
Yeah, it was something that I just came across. So let me repeat that just in case I mess it up. Since they started recording draft picks, the Lions have only drafted two offensive linemen in the first 4 years. Four times. I mean, I'm sorry, in the first four rounds. Four times ever. And two of the times have come in the past 4 years. So that was all off the top of my head. I didn't actually have that planned on saying that. I just trying to remember my research. But yeah. So honestly, like they're trying to build this offensive line. It's getting a lot better. It's improving. They're actually getting push. They're getting red zone work from the running backs. You know, Swift is actually running it in. So it's something that could actually, you know, take into effect. So I like Swift a lot, but
where do you have Zach Moss long term?
So Zach Moss was somebody I actually had going off this week, just because I thought that he would get a lot of the red zone work going into this. And, you know, it turned out that he did. Right. Both him and Singletary are going to be in timeshare for the next three years minimum, up until Singletary either falls off a cliff or has to resign a massive contract, in which case, you know, Buffalo will already have another running back waiting in the wing, and Zach Moss will be the primary guy for at least another year. So Zach Moss, for me, you can trade for him and get him now. I think his value is only going to go up.
Right.
But he is going to be more expensive than what he was, obviously, a few weeks ago. So he's not like a must-buy. But yeah, but that's a great question because Zach Moss obviously did have a great week. Is there anybody else that had a great week, a standout week that you want to talk about?
I mean, he didn't have a good week, I don't guess. But are you looking to get any of Josh Kelly?
Joshua Kelly, actually, like, he's interesting because I always have him as, like, a volume-type play, and he's always going to be the change of, you know, pace-type back. But I'm never, like, buying him at the value that people were always offering him. Now, if he falls to me as a side piece, yeah, he's a side piece. That's what I said. I said a side piece. Now, so if he's a side piece and he falls to me, you know, in a trade or something like that, I'm down. But I'm not trying to go out and acquire him. There's no way. But he's actually better when Eckler's on the field, because teams prepare for Eckler, not for Joshua Kelly. Now they can prepare for Justin Jackson and Joshua Kelly together. They don't have to put all their focus into Austin Eckler.
Yeah, and with that, I mean, they're giving more carries to Pope today than Kelly, which was pretty shocking.
Yeah, that was strange. That was very strange. Now, one guy I was disappointed in that I do want to bring up is Le'Veon Bell.
Mm.
Six rushes, 7 yards. Right?
Yikes.
He did have, you know, the big reception, but I thought that they were going to be feeding him the ball. I mean, meanwhile, by the way, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was better, but not, he wasn't good.
I mean, yeah,
six
no.
rushes, 21 yards.
Yeah.
Not somebody that I want to buy into. But let's bring up another rookie.
Oh.
Cam Akers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan of Cam Akers, but he did have 35 yards. He came in, played a decent role after Henderson went out. We don't know Henderson's timeline yet. Do you like Cam Akers? Are you a Cam Akers fan?
Yeah, I mean, I have been all year. I've been at two leagues. I've been basically just holding on to him all year, like trying not to drop him. And then this week I dropped him before this is probably what the most work he's got, 9 carries. So
by far.
Yeah.
It's something I swear, like, yeah, Cam Akers is still holding dynasty. You can't go out and try and sell him. This isn't the highest point, but it's also not his lowest point either. So Cam Akers for me is somebody that I'm definitely holding to see what happens.
Yeah.
I got a lot of questions as soon as he had his week. Hey, Darrell Henderson's hurt. Should I sell him now? You know, I know you don't like him. I'm still like, nah, just hold. Just be patient. Let's just see what happens. You know, what are you going to get, a second round pick for him? You spent a mid first. Probably.
Yeah. I mean, they had a pretty even share, you know, 8, 10, and 9 carries with Henderson being the lowest of the group. So,
yeah. And it's something very similar to like the, you know, Tampa Bay situation.
Right.
All right. So, what's the game tonight? Who do you have playing tonight?
It does not look that appealing. It's Eagles Cowboys.
Oh, God. This game is so sexy.
Yeah. You playing, I don't even know how you say it, Danucci, something like that?
Yeah, Danucci. Ben Denucci.
Is that your captain for tonight?
Oh, that's for sure, captain. So I don't do my DFS shows for Sunday nights because I like to do a full like 4 to 6 hours with research. I didn't have time to actually cover that. But honestly, it's something else where I'm not even going to touch this, even if I did do that much research.
Yeah, it doesn't look appealing.
Travis Fulgham, Jalen Reagor, they might end up in my captain. I don't even like Reagor.
Talking about Reagor, rookie wide receivers are you big on?
Oh God, rookie wide receivers, all of them. One of the best years for rookies. I hate the utilization from Jerry Jeudy that he saw today and for the past few weeks. CeeDee Lamb is obviously a major concern, moving forward without a quarterback. Right. But since I just wrote an article for Dynasty Nerds, he's going to go off. It's just going to happen because of the fact that Trevor Lawrence is going to end up in Dallas.
No.
Yes. Go check it out over there.
That would be wild for sure.
I have written a whole article on it, and it's very possible it's going to happen. Even if the Jets lose out the season, they might end up surrounding him with talent. So anyways, go check it out, Dynasty Nerds. I hate the utilization from Jerry Jeudy, but I believe when Cortland Sutton comes back, Jerry Judy's value actually goes up. Meanwhile, Justin Jefferson is hammering it home. Henry Ruggs, that touchdown should have been a touchdown. That was dumb.
I don't know why he didn't get that foot in. I mean,
I don't get it. Anyways, I think that all the prospects profiles are up. I don't see a single guy that I'm dropping yet. Right. Most rookies, it takes 2 or 3 years to get them to, make that jump, especially the wide receiver position. So I haven't seen a single rookie that I'm like, damn, I don't want any piece of that wide receiver, when it comes to the rookies.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, and card value wise, I PC Ruggs, and I've just been like waiting, like every week I'm like, all right, go off this week. And, just waiting for that week. And, I thought this week would be a good week for that. Hey, nice. Is that the red?
I love Ruggs. Yeah. I love Ruggs. All right. So we're going to about to get out of here. That's our recap for the week for the most part. There wasn't anything that was, tremendously overwhelming when it came to, I need to talk about this guy. I need to talk about this guy. It was pretty much just weird.
Dalvin Cook, was just huge. Like I was not even thinking they were going to play him that much. Honestly, I didn't know how, if he was 100% or what. I didn't really have him in any lineup. So that was not good.
Yeah. So I do want to give a huge shout out, by the way, to Trophy Smack, trophysmack.com. See, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go and get a trophy, right? From trophysmack.com. I'm going to put in the DHH ring, right? And that gets you actually a free $60 ring. That's DHH ring. I'm going to get a trophy, right? And I'm going to put it right there. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the Tua and Burrow card on the trophy. And I'm going to get the ring forwarded over to Tyler. So, Tyler, if you could send me your address so I can get you that ring, right? Because you get a free ring with every purchase of a trophy, a $60 ring. So at least you get a consolation prize, Tyler. That's what's happening. We're going to make sure you end up with at least a ring as a consolation prize. So go to trophysmack.com, right? And put in DHH ring in order to actually get that free ring in there with it. It's a $6 ring, guys. You might as well do it. And of course, make sure you promote for the top loaders. Let's see what you got one more time.
Yeah, and I'll throw out a coupon code right now. Anybody that wants to jump in a break for tomorrow night, we'll give $5 off your first break. I can make it whatever. What do you want me to make it? DHH? I can make it anything.
Let's make it Chase over Tyler. Chase wins. No, I'm just kidding. Let's just make it DHH.
DHH. All right.
Let's keep it simple.
Do that right now. That'll go live. So anybody that wants to jump in on any break for tomorrow night.
Yep. So make sure you guys go to what website?
Thetoploaders.com.
Enter into Monday night's break and make sure you enter in the code DHH in order to get in that break, guys. That break. It's going to be sick. What was the one thing that you told me about the break, by the way? Like, what's the other thing that you were telling me about? The Leaf.
Leaf? Yeah. I think it's I really like the Leaf stuff. I mean, it's kind of, some people don't. I mean, you just showed that contenders car. I think you had, they're both in their college unis, right?
Yeah.
Some people don't like the value or don't think the value is going to be as good in a lot of stuff when they're not in their college unis, which, I mean, once the pro stuff does come out, it does hold or keep more value. Just because Panini's the only one that has the license right now for the NFL. But I really like a lot of the Leaf products. They do a really good job on their stuff, and they have a lot of nice – the patches on the stuff is unbelievable. I mean, you're going to get some really nice –
Yeah, I looked at it.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. I mean, you're going to get some – you know, you could get the tiger eye, basically, you know, for Joe Burrow from LSU. You can get the, you know, the Oregon for the Ducks for Herbert. So there could be some really cool stuff in there. And like Ruggs or two or something, you know, may write Roll Tide on there or whatever. So there's some pretty nice cards in there.
Yeah, it's sick. I actually checked out beforehand and I set the thing to Tyler. So Tyler and I might be in there tomorrow night. We got to see.
Yeah,
that.
Man. Come on. Jump in that mixer, man. Those mixers are always fun.
You guys can also check me out over there at FF_intervention. Fantasy Intervention is taking off right now, guys. We're creating a whole different brand as to where it's fun. It's a lot of fun. We got nature takes. We've got quick shots. We've got the six pack. We have all sorts of things exploding. So make sure you guys go check us out at join our circle underscore on Twitter. We had to put an underscore after it because some knitting company took it over, has one follower, and hasn't been participating in Twitter since 2014. Man. So it's join our circle underscore. If you don't put the underscore, you end up with a knitting company, which makes no sense. So go check us out over there and go check me out at FF_intervention, aka Fantasy Intervention, where we are exploding. Thank you guys for tuning in to Dynasty Happy Hour. Appreciate y'all for coming in. And yeah, go buy some cards. Go collect some cards with us, guys.
Check us out.
Stacks on stacks on stacks, guys.
You about to get some more in the mail, too.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. Really, I can't wait. Thank you, Tyler, for having us. We will talk to you later.